That was loud.
And like welcome. Like a buzzsaw, here we are.
Welcome back to the greatest podcast.
Not welcome back. Welcome to the new.
Ooh.
We moved on up. We in the rat nest now.
Oh, it went a new.
It's the rat nest.
Okay, so yeah, we got a new house. We've probably haven't heard from us in about, 2 weeks?
It's been about 2.5 weeks, yep.
Longest hiatus I think we've ever taken, but we've had a lot going on, a lot of movement. Carlisle had a birthday. Happy belated birthday, Austin.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
I don't want to. Oh, you're all too loud singing happy birthday.
Yeah. Shut up. I'm trying to do a podcast. So we got a new house, and boy, is it weird waking up and seeing you across the hall.
It's probably the most pleasant surprise.
It's awesome.
You can have.
It's cool. Since 7th grade.
Yeah. This has been a long time coming. This is some cool shit, honestly. And it's not cool waking up to Brown Recluse crawling next to you.
No, it's not. But that's a different story for a different time. We may or may not have a nest of Brown Recluses in our house.
But that is neither here nor there. Actually, it is here.
But hey, if Michael Jordan can play, you know, the flu game, this isn't anything that we can't overcome.
Nothing stopping us. And you know what helps? Light and sound. They hate both.
Exactly. That's true.
Which we are bad at.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot has happened in the sports world since we've been gone. And a lot of history has been made.
Two new Toronto Raptors.
Yes. Toronto Raptors and the St. Louis Blues. Two fairy tale teams with fairy tales. We had another technical difficulty there, but fairy tale teams. That's where I think that's where we were at.
Yeah.
Improbable wins on both franchises' accounts. Where do you want to begin, man? What do you think is the most important part of that Toronto Raptors win? Is it Kawhi? Is it Kyle Lowry? Is it Siakam? Mark Gasol, maybe?
It's a mix. It's a mix.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's got to be like a melting pot of
it totally
everything
is a
that
melting
was happening.
Pot. And the thing
Drake.
Is, I don't think that it'll. I don't know if that'll ever be like replicated. You know, a team building like they built that team midseason pretty much. Marc Gasol was an add-on, and he was the fourth best player in that whole series.
They fired the coach of the year. Like there was a lot going on. They traded DeMar DeRozan,
a huge franchise player.
They got Kawhi. It was very improbable. And the thing is like. I mean, a year ago, Kawhi Leonard, I mean, he was a ghost. I mean, nobody was saying good things about him. It was all this drama about how he hates the organization, how he hates everybody, he won't talk to anybody, blah, blah, blah.
He didn't like Popovich.
He's unhealthy, or maybe he is healthy, and he's just being a bitch.
I knew he was a great player, but yeah, it was just like, you know.
Well,
is he
if
just
he didn't,
the,
I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, it's just like, is he the younger generation that doesn't like
Finals
that
MVP,
type of coach?
21.
And, oh, no, he's a...
He's locking down LeBron.
He's already in the Dwayne Wade Kobe talk with me.
I mean, man, he's a legend.
That's
already.
Way too early. But at the end of his career, I think he'll be with us.
He's got
names.
Two chips with two different teams, and this time he was the leader of this team. Mm-hmm. You got to I mean, back in the day, he had Manu, Tony, Tim, and he had one of the greatest coaches of all time, Pop, who still is. And you know, I think that this is more of a statement for him and a testament to how detrimental he is to a team. Than it is anybody else, to be honest with you. I mean, of course, he had to have other playmakers. Like Kyle Lowry coming out in Game 6 the way he did. Three straight threes. I mean,
he had a great finals.
He was killing 22 in the first half or something like that. He showed out.
They all did. Marc Gasol, Pascal Siakam. I mean, Fred VanVleet lost a tooth. Mm-hmm. Got some stitches.
Which, shout out Fred VanVleet. All earned. I haven't mentioned him. Man, after that kid happened, I don't know what happened. What switch flip? Maybe you got the Donald Cerrone case of the Donald Cerrone
serum, that daddy serum.
Ain't nobody taking food in my baby mouth, motherfucker.
No, I'm gonna fight it. I'm gonna fight for it.
So yeah, maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know, but I know that they were not going down without a fight. Now, granted, we'll get to this as well. The Warriors, they faced a lot of injuries, a lot of injuries. You had Looney, you had Clay, you had KD, Steph at one point wasn't feeling well, you know. You had a lot of stuff. Draymond just is an idiot and won't shut his fucking mouth. But that's kind of why I love him, because he's there and you're going to know he's there.
Luckily, they had a healthy Jarebko.
They let him play, though, because Draymond should have had like 5 techs before game 5. And he still was like 1 tech away from like, if you got another tech, he was out.
Well, everybody knows his mouth's always open. He's either, mouth breather. He's a mouth breather or talking. Mm-hmm. I love him, though. Mm-hmm. I love guys like that.
Every time I say his name, so I just funny. Wish I could see a video of him trying out for the football team. Have you seen that?
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, my God. I got to show that to you. It's incredible. He's terrible. But, yeah, the finals. Toronto, they brought a title to the Six Jurassic Park at the ceremony where they handed out all the trophies. Kawhi did the laugh. He mocked himself, and it was awesome. My mic keep messing up, but it's just technical difficulty.
But the Toronto Raptors are your NBA champions for the 2019 season.
The Toronto Raptors have done what nobody thought they could do with a team that no one thought they would have. And boy, can I express excitement for this city and this town. Dude, okay, Drake after the game. The chips with the dip. Bring out them dips.
Oh, man.
Does he know what he's doing at this point, or is he just kind of going with the flow?
He's going with the flow. Going with the flow.
I think so. Dude, I think he's on autopilot, man.
He's like, got money coming out of his ass, dude.
Yeah.
He is on autopilot. He don't give a fuck what's going on.
No. I think he just says whatever
he wants. That's why he's talking shit to NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that just like sue me money.
Mm-hmm. Well, which like celebrities have been known to do that, but he's on another level with it. Or he's just like our generation Spike Lee.
You're right.
It's awesome. It's a good thing to have.
Yeah. I just hope someone throws a cup on another player's chest while they're laying on the table, you know. I want another Malice at the Palace. I think we're due.
So Draymond. Let's give you just a little bit of stats in this series. As far as the Warriors go and their shooting abilities, the importance of taking threes in this series, the team that took the most three-point attempts, the most three-point shots, were 4-1 in this series. Teams that took more threes over the past three finals had a 71.4% chance of winning. Klay's historic three-point shooting, of all players who took 30-plus shots, he had the second-highest three-point percentage in a finals, third in finals history. Career finals, he has 203 three-pointers attempted. He's the only player in history to take at least 200 three-pointers in his final career, shooting above 40%. And then Stephen, he's a different animal. He had 56 three-point attempts, and he was 35%. He had about 12 attempts on three-pointers per game in this series, and in his finals career, he is shooting a pretty good 58%.
Yeah, he shot 57, and then look, Steph shot 25, and Steph and Klay were both 100% from the free throw line. And then you got Kawhi is 40%, Kyle Lowry's at 44.4%. Cool. The Raptors. 83% at the line. Beat the Warriors. That's kind of shocking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is pretty shocking. Matters.
Let's see. Splash Brothers taking threes. There were 25-9 in playoff games where Steph and Klay combined for 20 plus. That's wild, man. I don't. You know how many people lost money? You know how many people were like, hey, I'm going to bet $500 that, you know, I'll bet you $500 the Warriors are going to win. I mean, most people be like, fuck, you know.
Well, the guy that put the $400 bet down on the Blues in January when they were in dead last and won $100,000, that's pretty wild.
I'm glad I didn't bet on that.
You glad? Why are you glad, bro?
Because somebody would have taken my money. I would have the Warriors in, I think I had the Warriors in 5 or 6 at most. On to the NHL.
Congratulations, Toronto. Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Just so you know, there was a shooting at the parade, and two people were shot, but nobody was killed. So, just thought we'd throw that.
Congratulations on fighting for your life and winning.
All winners in Toronto.
All winners. Ain't nobody living over there.
Nope. So, moving on. This one cut me deep. This is a painful loss. And it you know, I kind of just do this thing where my sports team's losing. I just try to forget about it. Just let it float around in the air for a while. And I don't really talk about it. I don't really wear the shit for like a couple days. Probably won't pull the Bruins jersey out for a while.
I wouldn't.
Or hats or any shirts. Any of it.
I mean, that's what a true fan would do, you know.
But just at the same time, the thing their is, team. Is they had this, like, it was built perfectly for them. Like, the thing that everything played out perfectly for the Blues. They never gave up. And honestly, they were the better team. I mean, it showed. They came out in Game 7 in Boston, which they've been killer on the road all season. That's a fact. Their stats were better at home was when they had trouble. And the thing for them is Bennington was a machine, and he very rarely had back-to-back losses. I think it happened twice the whole time that he had been playing this season. So, when you've got five guys, you know, Shen, Parayko, Maroon, you know, you had Barbashev get out of game, but that didn't matter because you've still got all these guys that, you know, Ryan O'Reilly, who's got every award this year that you can win. He was the MVP. You know, he was the man, and a lot of people thought that Tuukka Rask might win that award, but he didn't because they lost. But, you know, it is what it is.
Zach Sanford, fans are David still, Perrin.
Yeah, well, man, they the list goes on and on for them. They have, you know,
all Tyler of them Bogstad, hoisting the cup up.
Gunnarsson, Petran, Petrangelo's incredible. They have so many guys that
and to thank, man, I remember like talking on our podcast in midseason when their record, they had the worst record and they were fighting.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was before the season started. Yeah, they were fighting in practice.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but hey, man, it all worked out, obviously. So, you know, congrats to them. Sanford, you know, Bennington making 32 saves in Game 7. It was pretty crazy just how the whole thing, the whole series, how it transferred, like Boston winning 4-2, then St. Louis taking it to overtime and, you know, stealing a win. And then you got Boston blowing them out 7-2. And at that point, I was like, oh, dude, it's on. You know, and then St. Louis comes back, beats us 4-2, and then they get ahead in the series and 2-1, and then, you know, we go to St. Louis and crush their dreams. They thought they were about to get a cup at home, beat them 5-1, and then
either way, win that cup, wherever.
They blew it, but congratulations to them, dude. Seeing Layla being able to kiss the cup, that was awesome. The whole thing was awesome. Parayko, it's, you know, Colton Parayko, He's a great player, great guy. We love to see that. We do have hearts here on this show. It may not seem like it, but
we do.
It was good. It was good. And shout out to Morphis. He got what he deserved.
Yeah, so he did.
It was about time.
His Instagram story was one for the books. So.
He needed a win. Yes.
Yeah. Let's go, Blue. Drunk ass.
Sounded like so fucking funny. Sylvester Stallone and Rocky II.
Adrian, we did it! Survivor!
Yeah. But yeah, congratulations to the Blues. And let's move on to some UFC. Carlisle, tell us about some UFC 238.
Brought to you by Zuffa.
Brought to you by Zuffa. Lisa Mattress.
UFC 238, I'm surprised that the Tony Ferguson Cowboy fight wasn't the main card because that was incredible.
It was the third to last.
Yeah, it was second to last. It wasn't even co-main. Henry Cejudo keeps the belt. Actually won the belt. He says he's the three-time champion. Mm-hmm. He was an Olympia wrestling, mm-hmm. and he's a bantamweight, and I believe he's lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
But Marlon Moraes gave him a fight, dude.
The wrestling, I'm looking forward to the next card, Ben Askren and Jorge Masvidal. That's going to be very good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And then Khabib fights Dustin Poirier.
Is that next?
Yes, that's it. That's June
242.
No, that's not next, but that's coming up, I believe.
Okay. But I know that John Jones fight in the next card, too.
UFC 239, John Jones. Mm-hmm. Thiago Santos, mm-hmm. he'll kick his fucking teeth in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, UFC 240, Max Holloway and Frankie Edgar.
That's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be a good one. Let's see, UFC 241, Daniel Cormier and Stipe Miocic. It's gonna be great. Nate Diaz and Anthony Pettis.
Rematch. Yeah, that's dude.
We're watching that.
It's gonna be a dogfight, and they look the same. They look like they could be brothers.
That's going to be such a dogfight. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. All right, UFC 242, yeah, September 7th.
That's what I thought.
Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Khabib. Dustin Poirier.
Yeah, dude, I think he's going to fuck Poirier up, but we'll see.
You're probably right.
Poirier's last fight was a good one, and the Rat King, Theo Von, was there. Shout out to him, gang gang.
Cowboy, the fight was stopped
because he
the end of round one.
Well, he broke his nose.
Blew his nose, and like air filled in his socket.
Yeah, couldn't see nothing. They had to call the fight technically by rules. So, I mean, it was obvious he was still in the fight. He was coherent. He was up. That was just kind of a bad, shaky. It was a shaky event for him. It was the way it played out wasn't good. But
hey, know. He's still a dad and he's loving life. And Fight Night 154 is this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And let's look at the card.
I've already got it pulled up here. So our main card prelims, we have Renato Marciano and Chen Sung Jung. You know
John Lineker and Rob Font.
You know him as the Korean Zombie. That's your main fight for the next fight night. And I have the Korean Zombie taking out Mr. Renato Marciano.
Well, you got Sung Jung, who is 32 his elder.
Mm-hmm.
32.
Yeah.
2 years his elder. Uh-huh. Let's see. Wow. Same reach, but he's 3 inches shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
We'll see what happens.
But they're both, listen, they're both coming off losses. Their last fights were both losses.
So both got a chip.
So they both have a chip, dude. So this fight is honestly, I think this fight's going to be one for the books.
I'm taking Renato.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, that's going to make it fun. I got Korean.
13-2-1. Give me him. Okay. And he just lost. This is not what we do.
Okay. I like that. So we're going to get our next fight on the card, the co-main event. It's a bantamweight bout. It's John Lineker versus Rob Font.
31-9 and 16-4.
No, John Lineker's 18-2. And Rob Font's record for some reason is not pulling up.
It's 16-4 on El Google.
Well, no, well, on the UFC stat, it's 18-2. For Rob Lineker and then Rob Font. I mean, John Lineker and then Rob Font. I don't know.
That just must be his overall professional record on
this. But Lineker's small and Rob Font's got 5 inches on him, but the reach, he's got about 5 inches. Leg reach, he's got 2.5 inches. A lot of these guys, they're going to stand up. They like to stand up more and fight. The submission wins, it's not much. Neither of them are above 25%. So this will be a stand-up fight. The average fight time for them,
5'2". I'm taking Rob Font.
I'm taking Lineker on this one.
Okay.
I like that
one. Rob Font's a little older, but he doesn't have the scars.
The next fight, it's a welterweight bout I'm very pumped about. It's Brian Barberina versus Randy Brown, Rude Boy and Bam Bam. Brian's got a record of 14-6-0, and Randy is 10-3, both coming off losses as well. Brian hails from the United States, where Randy, very weird Jamaican name, but Randy is from Jamaica. 6 foot tall for Brian, 6'3" for Randy. They're both 170. Randy's got a nice 5-inch reach on him, advantage, and leg reach. He's got a nice like 6-inch advantage.
Give me Randy Brown.
And both of these guys win by TKO most of the time. Randy's got a 50% TKO rate. Brian's got a 71% TKO rate. And neither of them usually fight about past 12 minutes, it looks like. So this one's going to be a fucking...
It's going to be a dog fight. And I'm taking Randy Brown just because of his reach. Man, yeah. I like the long body guys. They're hard to hit.
Randy Brown in this as well, actually.
All right.
I like that. So for the next fight, Carlisle, who are we moving on to here?
Well, Andrea Lee, she's got pretty hair. Montana De La Rosa has pretty brown hair,
mm-hmm.
but she kind of looks like her dad. So I'm probably just going to take Andrea Lee.
Let's get this out of the way. They're both attractive. They both look better than like normal UFC fighters.
For sure. That's 100%. 100%. Okay, I'm going to take Brown.
Yeah, I'm taking Montana. That's a cool name. Montana De La Rosa.
Sounds like a drink.
Yeah.
Can I get dos manatona de rosas?
Two manatona de rosas, please.
Extra strong.
Por favor. So win by TKO. So this will be good because Andrea Lee is mostly stand-up, and Montana, our girl, sup, Montana.
She's 24, bet.
And that's our age. And she is 80% submission. So she likes to be, on the ground,
preferably on her back.
On her back.
Or on top. Or on
somebody else's. Yes.
She's 5'6", perfect height, 125, toss it around, 68-inch reach. I got Andrea her all day.
Lee. She'll toss Andrea Lee around.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yep. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's 5'5", 125 pounds,
yep.
69, nice, and a half-inch reach.
Mm-hmm.
Easily could be taken down by one another.
Kevin Holland, who do you have in that fight?
For our middleweight bout.
Adria Lee. Who do you have, Adria Lee? Montana, right?
Montana.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sold. We're on Montana De La Rosa podcast. So the next fight, middleweight bout, Kevin Holland versus Alessio De Chirico. I don't know why I said it like that. Don't get mad. That's just how it's in my head.
That's how it came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you will take it.
Yeah. So Kevin Holland, he's got a 15-4-0 record. His last fight was a win. Both of these guys are coming off wins. He's from the United States. He's 6'3", 185 pounds, 81-inch reach, which is 6 inches better than Alessio, and 40-inch leg reach, but Alessio has 5 inches on him. So it's tit for tat here. Alessio is 12-2, and he hails from Italy. Imagine that. Both these guys are pretty even as far as wins by TKO and submission. They're about 50-50, and their average fight time looks like Kevin can go the distance because he's more of a submission guy, likes to wear guys down. You know what I'm saying? And then looks like Alessio, he just kind of goes at it. You know, he's in there short and sweet. Knockdown average is like he gets one knockdown per 55 minutes. I mean, per 15 minutes. That'd be a long time. But
81-inch reach and then a 74-inch reach.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Alessio just to go out there. I've picked two reach guys, so I'm going to go. This is my upsetter.
And then that's the main card. So there's that. There's your UFC talk, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to move on to your favorite, our favorite, everyone's favorite, some pigskin.
Some foreskin? What?
Yes, some foreskin. Baker Mayfield said that he doesn't like Mr. Texas quarterback Sam Ehlinger. Said he doesn't like him. Said he doesn't like him and that. Sam Ehlinger knows that he doesn't like him.
I mean, that's kind of to be expected.
It's mutual hate.
That's to be expected.
Yeah, no, it's really not even that important. I just thought it was funny that people were making a big deal about it.
That's ESPN, not
right
here.
You know, it is what it is. Not us. Not us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do things a little different here. We're going to talk about Robert Kimdichie arrested on June 6th for the Cardinal linebackers. I mean, Cardinals.
Also to be expected.
That's a joke. We're not going to talk about that shit either. No, man, we're really pumped about this year's football season. We think that there's going to be a lot of teams that could shine. I don't think the Titans are one of them. Carlisle, what do you think about that?
As a fan, but also I don't have my Titans glasses on. You're right. I think we finished probably around the same
that we did this year. An eight-win season. You'll have a
8 or 9 wins.
Maybe nine.
We'll wild card maybe. We may beat the Jags twice. We'll lose the Colts twice.
To Buffalo.
We'll beat the Texans once.
Yeah.
And then have a, you know, we'll probably lose the Browns week mm-hmm. one. Who knows, man? I don't know. Everyone thinks Ryan Tannehill for some reason is the savior.
Which is hilarious to me. But Marcus Mariota is not much better. So honestly, if that was a starting quarterback for my team, I'd feel the same way. I'd feel the exact same way.
And for those reasons, I'm out.
I'm out.
Mark Cuban.
But yeah, man. The Chargers, I think, are a sleeper. The 49ers, I think, could come out of the ashes. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Get a little Kyle Shanahan.
He's had a lot of time to rest and fuck on porn stars, which everybody knows he loves to do.
Jalen Hurd.
Jalen Hurd's going to be great for them. That's a good weapon for him to have.
He's going to be a tight end. He's going to be a great tight end.
He's got some foot soldiers. But yeah, I'm excited for this year. The Raiders are on Hard Knocks. Holy shit. How?
That's bullshit, honestly. You know that the
we didn't talk about the NBA draft. NBA drafts tonight. Zion Williamson will not go number one overall. That's my hot take.
Zion Williamson?
Yeah.
You don't think he'll go number one?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I think he should, but the thing is, I think something crazy is going to happen, and if it doesn't, nobody's going to hear this. So it doesn't matter.
Well,
but if it does,
just
I'll
for,
be right. So.
To have fun on the podcast, he goes number one to New Orleans.
Right. That's exactly what's
going to happen. And Ja Morant will go to Memphis, number two. Already ordered number 12 Memphis jersey, so I hope he comes.
Mm-hmm. But back to the NFL. The Raiders are on Hard Knocks. That's going to be awesome. John Gruden.
But you know what's oh, it's going to be great. I don't have HBO, but it's you know what's bullshit?
Adamican Sue.
The team, because John Gruden tried to get them to fuck off and like for a couple of years. The Hard Knocks is set. Like, and they can't do anything about it. They have a contract with the NFL. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Baker was talking about it when he was on it, and he was just like, yeah, it's pretty weird just having cameras in your face all the time.
He's like, and you have to do interviews. But I mean, I'm sure they get compensated somehow or get shit, but
something's got to be going on over there. But yeah, that's going to be awesome. Just the whole thing, the whole season, I'm ready for.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question.
Falcons and the Broncos Hall of Fame game in Canton.
Pick your way too early Super Bowl. The Saints aren't in it.
Okay. What?
Just, that's my question.
Okay. Bears Chiefs.
Okay. Cool. So I don't know.
I think the Bears.
Because obviously, I'm not going to say the Titans are going to be in
there. I'm not worried about the Cowboys. The Rams obviously are a threat.
I wouldn't be worried about the Packers.
But I think the Rams, the Saints, the Bears, and the Cowboys are probably the most lethal teams. I'm not worried about the Falcons.
I think,
I'm not worried about the Panthers.
I think y'all need to worry about the Rams, the Bears, the 49ers, kind of, and then...
Yeah, but not really. But
I just think they could sting people.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I just said that. But at the same time, I don't know if they're going to be able to beat any of those teams when it matters.
Yeah.
But, hey, you never know. I wouldn't have said that Minnesota was going to beat
on any given
us, and I wouldn't have
Sunday.
Said that L.A. was going to beat us because, you know, L.A. shouldn't have beat the Saints. But it is what it is, and, you know, it's a new year. That's why we're all so excited. And, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
You know what I really can't wait for, though? College football. In the first game of the season... is August 24th. It's a Saturday, and it is Miami and Florida. Wow.
Miami and Florida?
Mm-hmm. At Florida. It's in the Swamp. 6 o'clock. Be there. Get your tickets right here.
Starting, I think it's it.
Starting at 2:20.
See. That's actually going to be a really good game.
It is going to be a really good game.
Florida will probably win that game.
Memphis plays Ole Miss at 11 a.m.
I'm not even going to bet on Florida because they always fuck me.
Tennessee plays Georgia State at 2:30. Alabama and Duke.
Alabama and Duke.
Yes, sir.
That whole first Saturday is a little weak, though. Georgia Tech.
Oh, that's why they need to get rid of the cupcake shit.
Yeah, but, you know, if it wasn't for the cupcake shit, Duke would never make it into the final, so... They don't even play.
That's not what it's about,
conference,
dude.
Conference championship. I get it. I'm just saying.
They should completely rewrite this whole thing.
I agree. But Memphis plays Ole Miss, and that's going to be at Memphis. And Memphis could win that game. And then they're going to get big dicks again for no reason.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Tennessee. Georgia State at Tennessee.
Ooh, Middle Tennessee at Michigan. Banger.
Banger. Dude, what if Middle Tennessee beats them?
That'd be crazy.
Duke versus Alabama.
Hey, ooh, Sunday, September 1st.
Toughest matchup.
Houston at Oklahoma. Upset alert, maybe.
Upset.
I know.
Oklahoma's going to.
They got rid of Major Applewhite. You better hope.
Yeah, but Jalen and the King. I don't know, man.
Hey, Notre Dame at Louisville. I heard. Old coach got a new motorcycle.
Oh,
confidence
yeah.
is back up.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe got a girlfriend is what I heard.
Oh, well.
Boys around Lexington doing some spying.
I don't think that really matters. I think Notre Dame will probably win that game.
They're going to wipe their ass a little.
But, you know, there's a lot of other cool things happening in the college football world, such as rule changes. Not one that I know of, but I know that they're coming.
There's targeting penalties if you get, what is it? It's something crazy, but if you get six or something,
Kelly Bryant.
4-6.
Players to watch out who have transferred. Kelly Bryant to Missouri. That's going to be great. Justin Fields to Ohio State.
Jalen Hurts to Oklahoma.
Yep. Alex Hornibrook, Wisconsin to Florida State. Josh Jackson, Virginia Tech to Maryland. You got DeAndre Johnson from FAU to Texas Southern. Austin Kendall, Oklahoma to West Virginia. Cole Kelly, Arkansas to Louisiana. Tate Martell, Ohio State to Miami. Sean Robinson, TCU to Missouri. TJ Story, Arkansas to Western Kentucky, which is dumb. But Brandon Wimbush, Notre Dame to UCF. Because he knows he's going to start immediately because their boy has shattered his leg. But, you know, it is what it is till it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Those are going to be fun players to watch.
Yeah, and it's crazy to see him. Like, seeing Jalen Hurts go nuts in Oklahoma jerseys is going to be wild. Watching him play. So, I mean, I've seen him play twice in person.
He's my Heisman. I'm calling it.
Really?
He's my Heisman. Oh. First school to ever get back-to-back-to-back. Three different players.
Fuck that. It's I don't even know yet. I think it's one of those years where we don't even know his name yet.
I just think it would be
Trevor Lawrence may fucking win.
Man, that's also a very good pick.
He's kind of my pick, man.
That's not crazy to say.
I've never seen someone that young like just fucking have that much confidence dominate in what everybody. He's doing, man, it's crazy. I mean, day one
he made the national championship look like an exhibition game.
Yeah.
Against Alabama. So that's pretty.
That's
eye opening.
You're a freshman and you're playing the top dog in college football the past 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you just
against
fucking
the biggest dick,
almost like
swinging dick in college football.
It's almost like he's born for that. It was like he's kind of got the same thing as Tua and Kyler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just he's that.
Just got that mentality.
Unshakable. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have Tua's little brother now. So now there's two Tuas in Alabama.
Well, he's not as good. And he's
two
right-handed,
Tuas in Tuscaloosa.
So he's easier to
prepare
for.
Tuscatua.
And, you know, it's going to be easier. Looking forward to it. Well, I'm wishing I was knee-deep in the water somewhere.
What the fuck are you talking about? Hey, we love you guys. See you next week. Big things are coming with the new house, big additions. Go get you some.